Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you so much for joining me in episode 867 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, before we get to Alexander's question, I do want to mention really quick that I've been working on a secret podcasting course, and this is for those of you who want the full step-by-step sequence on how to set up your podcast, but not only that, the marketing behind launching that podcast and keeping it up and running, automating the process into the future. And so if you want to check that out, it's actually collecting waitlist members right now. So if you go to poweruppodcasting.com, you can check it out there. Again, that's poweruppodcasting.com. It's already been tested with a group of about 165 beta students, and already a number of those people's podcasts are up on iTunes, and they're loving it, and I cannot wait to share it with the world. So poweruppodcasting.com, that's where you're going to go, and it'll be open and available in the next month or two. So look forward to that. Hey, and really quick, if you're stuck for ideas on how to develop your logo, website, or business cards, connect with the creative minds from around the world over at DesignCrowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, just make sure you head on over to designcrowd.com/askpat. You can get the perfect design every time or your money back. So again, one more time, designcrowd.com/askpat. You'll get a free download there and also $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code AskPat. Now, here's today's question from Alexander.
Hey, Pat, this is Alexander Bear from moderndaysuperhero.com. I just launched a podcast a couple days ago called The Modern Day Superhero Show, and one of my episodes got 1,000 downloads, and the others have about 40 each. So I was wondering how to use the popularity of the one episode to influence people to listen to the other episodes and then episodes that come thereafter. Thank you so much for answering this question. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Alexander, thank you so much for the question and congrats on having one of those super spiked episodes. I love that because whenever you're creating content, you know, you never really know what's going to take off, and being consistent is always important. But through that consistency, you're going to notice a number of anomalies, and those anomalies are really important because, well, they tell you things, right? And sometimes they're not so good. Oh, why did nobody download this episode? But in your case, this is great. Wow, a ton of people downloaded this episode. So that's fantastic. Now, what's going to happen is naturally a number of those people are going to become new subscribers. So you'll find that later on, your plateaus or your average downloads is just going to increase naturally anyway. That's why I love creating what I love to call hit episodes, so highly intentional and targeted episodes. So one of my secrets is with podcasting growth is as you continue to be consistent with your show down the road, to every once in a while mix it up a bit and create an event-like episode, one that you can create buzz for, get everybody excited about, and email people about, and get your network involved in promoting it. That way you get a purposeful spike on that day, and you know, more people are going to listen to it, which means more people are going to subscribe. And then your sort of average or your plateau for your shows is a little higher. And so every once in a while, getting more spikes will increase over time in a steady fashion. So in your case, that wasn't planned, which is even cooler. But now how can we utilize this? So first of all, number one, you have to ask yourself, why did this spike? And if you can't find that answer, find it. You need to know why the anomalies are happening one way or another. You have to know that so that you can do better or do more of that. You know, if it's working and it worked for a specific reason, you can incorporate that into more of what you do. You will probably find that that's a really great topic, or you'll perhaps find that one particular person just started to share it and then it kind of took off at that point. So building a relationship with that person would be very important. That's a different example. But try to understand exactly why this is happening first so you can do more of that later. Secondly, in terms of getting more people to listen to the episode, you know, share this win. You have a network of people following you already. Share the fact that it did so well, just like you shared it with all of us just now. It makes us all want to listen to it, right? How could you not listen to an episode that has thousands more percentage of people listening, right? So share that win. And what this plays on is the idea of social proof. You know, humans want to be around other humans and what they're doing, you know, in a group-like fashion. Social proof is more actually like, hey, if you're at a mall and you start to see a crowd of people around one of the stores, it's just not normal. And so you go there because you want to know what's going on. It's probably a celebrity or something happened, or they're doing a giveaway or something. You don't know what it is, but because the group of people is there, you want to go and do that. So in a future episode, share the craziness of this episode and maybe even bring bits of it back so that you can remind people to go and listen to it if they haven't already. I would pull clips from it and share it on social media and drive more traffic to it. And depending on what you do with it, perhaps it's even one worth paying to have more people come and see via Facebook. If you know that it has a lot of downloads and it's sort of becoming a viral one that people are listening to, hopefully there's some sort of call to action at the end, or I don't know if you offer a course or anything like that, or a product on the other end, or just a call to action to get people to subscribe to your list. But if you know those numbers and you know that it's going to be great for more people to listen to this episode in terms of your bottom line, well, then it could be something that you could potentially pay money for to have people listen to it through, you know, Facebook ads or other Instagram. Definitely utilize social media and share the win along the way in terms of the spike. I mean, even literally take a screenshot of the spike and share that on social media. I mean, those are kinds of things that will, again, play on this social proof kind of thing. And then finally, hopefully you have an email list. Don't worry about emailing them too much about this. I mean, yes, obviously there's a line there, but email them a couple times about it if they haven't listened to it already, and encourage them to share it. That's the other thing. You know, this is one that likely people are sharing with others because it's useful. So give permission for people to share it. And then, of course, down the road, bring this topic back, do a follow-up, interview other people related to it, and you're going to find that, you know, it's just going to have more legs because of that. So hopefully that helps, Alexander. Congrats again on the spike, and I look forward to seeing how it all goes from here. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and you'll hear from my assistant in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll get that hooked up for you. And I give away a shirt to everybody who gets their question featured here on the show. We've given away now 860 odd shirts, which is awesome. So if you want to get a chance to get a shirt, but also, and more importantly, get your question featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And again, as a reminder, if you want to sign up for Power Up Podcasting, all you have to do is go to poweruppodcasting.com. It's a brand new course that I haven't even come out with yet, but you can sign up for the waitlist there. Again, that's poweruppodcasting.com. It'll walk you through step-by-step the exact process on how to set up your podcast, but not only that, how to market it, how to launch it, and then as bonus material at the end, how to monetize it as well. And there's a lot of different ways, more than just ads for sure. All right. So that's one more time, poweruppodcasting.com. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day, as always. And this quote comes from Thomas Fuller. And that quote is, "Learning makes a man fit company for himself." All right, thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.